McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, June Kilgore, Mortimer Smird, and our special guest for this Sunday, Keenan Wynn. And here's Charlie McCarthy.
Hiya, Ken. Say, so we have that guy Keenan Wynn with us again, huh?
Yes, we have, Charlie.
Yes, we have, Charlie.
Is there an echo in the joint?
Yes.
Oh, there you are, Keenan.
Yes, Charles, it is I. And how are all your schisms, aberrations, and neuroses?
Careful, Jack. Don't snap your cap.
Obviously, I've misjudged you, Charles. I thought you were interested in psychology, pathology, and psychiatry.
Are you?
My card.
Your card? Well, this is Dr. Keenan von Wienerschnitzel. Specialist in Disorders of the Mind, MD, PhD, and WFS. What's an FS, WFS?
We take flats.
So. Well, who is this Dr. Keenan von Wienerschnitzel, your uncle?
It is me. I examine people to see if they are crazy.
I have a case for you.
Who?
It is you. Now, don't bother me, bub. I'm looking for June Kilgore.
Here I am, Charlie.
And here I am, Judy.
Well?
Well? What are we waiting for?
But Charlie, in front of all these people?
Sure, Jenny.
Come here. Don't be bashful. They love to hear you sing. All right, here.
So in love, I'm so in love. A part of my heart said no, no, no. The other part said let's go. And was I afraid? But I obeyed. The part of my heart that said let's go, I couldn't say no, no, no. Just 1 week ago, I made my mind up that I'd never fall again. And then I'd wind up so in love, but so in love. The part of my heart that said no, no. It's suddenly all aglow, 'cause the one I'm so in love with loves me so.
To you about Bergen.
Yes, sir?
Well, he's acting awfully strange, the old boy. He didn't even say hello.
Oh, you noticed it too, huh? Mm-hmm. You know, I think his mind is wandering.
You don't say? Mm-hmm. Where was it last seen, old boy?
No, I mean, he seems to be a different man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Anyone we know?
Yes. Now, Ray, I'm not kidding. His mind is completely blank about the past.
Blank?
Yes. Of course, his past is pretty blank.
Well, no, listen, Charlie. That sounds as though Edgar might have amnesia.
Yeah, amhoosia.
Amnesia.
Oh. Yeah.
Has he had a shock or a blow on the head lately?
Well, this afternoon, I do recall arranging a potted geranium on my upstairs windowsill. Little flower lover that I am.
Yes, but... But I don't see... what's that got to do with Edgar?
Well, Bergen just happened to walk below my window, see?
Oh.
And yes, you might say it was safe. Yes, you might say that, yes.
Charlie, no.
Yes, honest to goodness.
Oh, no.
He got the geranium right on the cranium.
Well, of course. Of course it was an accident.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah, I mean it was.
I hope so, yes.
Yeah, you see, I was expecting the truant officer.
And Bergen walked down to the flower pot.
I just couldn't resist testing my new bomb sight.
but Charlie, no, seriously, if Bergen has a bad head injury, well, we must do something right away.
Yes. You don't mean amputate?
No, of course not, old boy, no. But I'd keep him off his head, you know, for a few days.
Yeah. How do you know so much about this amnesia stuff, eh?
Well, my dear old goose, you know, I studied all about the brain during my college days.
Oh, yeah,
Ethan,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, they must have made a lot of improvements on the brain since then.
Look out, Charlie. Here comes Edgar now.
Yeah, just pretend we don't know.
Yes. Pardon me,
but could you gentlemen tell me where I am? You know, I feel so strange, very strange. I feel so strange. You know, I wonder what's happened to me.
Well, I tell you, you were walking under my window, and I sort of invited you to take a potluck, you might say.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, now, that was very nice of you, little boy.
Yeah, little boy. You mean you don't mind?
No, of course not. Tell me, what's your name?
I will be...
No,
I don't know.
You don't know my name? No, I don't know.
You don't know me?
No. So here's a dollar for you. I like you.
A dollar?
Yes.
Just for nothing?
Well, of course. Here's another dollar. Oh,
this is not the Bergen I know. I've lived for this moment.
All right. Yeah. Tell me, you know, after all, money was made to spend.
Yeah. He's really sick, boy. He's really I've waited for this. Opportunity is kicking the door down right now.
tell me, little boy, who are your parents?
My parents?
Yes.
Ray, I'm going to give them the full treatment.
Oh, quite right. The whole thing.
Well, mister, I don't know you, mister, but I haven't any, sir.
Oh, I see.
No. No, I live with a lazy, good-for-nothing old skinflint here who makes money off my talent.
I see.
He only gives me 75 cents a week.
Why, the scoundrel.
Yes, sir.
If there's anything I hate, it's a cheapskate.
Oh, yes, sir. Whoever you are, I love you.
75 cents. Why, I'm going to do something about that.
Would you put that in writing, sir?
Why, you poor child. Here's another dollar.
He's got compound amnesia. Hey, we got to do something. He scares me.
Well, I tell you, Charlie. If a man was hit on one side of the head,
yeah,
it seems only logical that if you hit him on the other side, it would bring him out of it.
Yeah.
Well, here, use my tennis racket.
Yes. I just can't do it, Ray.
Oh, you've got to, Charlie. Go ahead.
His head is so vulnerable. The padding's all gone.
Hey, what are you two people whispering about?
Well, it's like this. You see, my pal and I have, you know, they had a little conference and...
Yes, well, and you, old chap, have been elected.
Elected what?
Target for tonight. Oh, I see.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Now, if you'll just turn your head this way and look over there...
Something tells me this is going to be a tough nut to crack.
Yes. You know, Sonny, I just can't get over that stingy old scoundrel.
Oh, you can't?
No. Here's another dollar.
Oh, boy. Bergen was never like this.
Come on, Charlie. Are you going to hit him or not?
Don't be ridiculous. I like him better this way.
Now, Charlie, look, I have a card of this psychiatrist.
Yeah?
Now, why don't you and I go over and talk to him?
Yeah.
Mortimer can bring Bergen over in the car a little later, you see?
Well, I guess we should, but I sure hate to kill the goose that's laying the golden eggs.
Thank you. Well, Mr. Bergen, get right in the car here. You can sit in the front seat with me.
Well, thank you, boy.
Boy, what's the matter? Don't you know me? I'm Mortimer Schnurd.
Well, frankly, I don't know where I am, and I don't know my own name.
You know that?
No.
And I thought I was dumb. Well, that'll learn me not to be so conceited.
Yeah. Now, tell me, where are you taking me?
Well, to a feller's office.
And what direction do we go?
Well, you pick one. I like them all.
You like them all. Well, suppose we go half a block straight ahead.
Okay. Which half?
Well, the first half. Surely you must know the name of the place and the street, don't you?
Yeah, I did know it.
What's the name of the street?
Well, it's, we're supposed to go to, disgusting anyway. Can't think of it right now. It's,
Well, think real hard.
Don't help me.
Come on, hurry up. Tell me, what's the name?
Well, don't rush me. I'm working on it.
You're working on it, yeah. Concentrate.
Yeah, that's right. No, that ain't it. No. It's a shorter name than that.
A shorter name?
Yeah. Starts with a capital, I think.
You know, yeah. Well, if you don't know the name of the street, how do you expect to get there?
Well, I just follow my nose, I guess.
Follow your nose?
Usually go my way, yeah.
What do you do if you get lost?
Well, I do like the Boy Scouts do.
What's that?
I just let my finger and hold it up and see which way the wind is blowing.
Oh, what good does that do?
Well, don't do no good. Just nice to know those things, though.
Yeah. Look out. Look, there's someone cutting in front of you. Why don't you give him the horn?
Oh, I can't. It's passing on.
No. Oh. Well, slam your brakes. Say, you know, I bumped my head pretty hard.
Well, gosh, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Bergen.
Why? Why, Mortimer Snurd.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Well, I've been here all the time. Charlie and them told me to take you to a loony doctor.
A loony doctor?
Yeah. You're one of them, psychiatrists.
A what?
Psychiatrist.
What you mean is a psychiatrist.
No.
Yeah. But why in the world should I go to a psychiatrist?
Well, they said you was a victim of, magnesia.
Oh, I see it all now. That bump just brought back my memory.
Yeah.
Say, you know, I think I'll have a little fun at their expense.
Yeah.
So don't let on, Mortimer.
No.
Just play dumb.
Me play dumb?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll force myself. Won't be easy.
Dinner schnitzel. June Kilgore sings There's No You.
I feel the summer breeze. It feels across my pillow as soft as a willow-o'-the-wind. And in its there's no you. The lovely autumn tree, how softly they're sighing, for summer is dying. They know that in my heart there's no gladness before. There's no you. The park that we walk in, the garden we talk in, how lonesome they seem in the fall. The stormy clouds cover and falling leaves cover our favorite nook in the wall. In spring we'll meet again, we'll kiss and summertime, that's where we knew. And from that day, nevermore will I say, there's no you. The park that we walked in, the garden we talked in, how lonesome they seem in the fall. The stormy clouds hover and falling leaves cover our favorite nook in the wall. In spring we'll meet again. We'll kiss and recapture the summertime rapture we knew. And from that day, nevermore will I say.
Hello, this is Dr. Keenan von Winterschnitzel, specialist in psychiatry, pharmacology, bacteriology, and girdles with credit. My hours are 10 to 1, 9 to 5, 7 to 2, track odds paid. Goodbye.
Doctor, there's a man outside who has been in an automobile accident. He has a broken bone, a broken leg, a broken jaw, and also a broken collarbone.
I know, but does he have an appointment?
No, doctor.
Well, I don't want to see anybody today. Do you understand?
Yes, doctor. What are you going to do all day?
Come sit on my lap, I tell you.
Oh, but doctor, I can't sit on your lap all the time.
Maybe you're right. Starting next week, I sit on your lap.
I better go out and see who that is.
If it's my wife, tell her to come back.
In a couple of hours?
In a couple of years.
Hello, gentlemen. What can I do for you?
Well, we want to... What can I do for you?
Gee, what an attractive nurse. Yes. She'd sure be nice to have around when you're sick.
Yeah, not bad to have around when you're well, either.
I say, Charlie, hurry up and tell her about Edgar. He'll be here almost any moment.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. Young lady, this is the Noggin Nursery, isn't it?
What?
Well, you know, a nut foundry.
Yeah. What is all this commotion about?
Oh, doctor, a very good friend of mine has bubbles in his think tank.
Don't look at me, doctor. I'm not crazy.
You know, this is what all my patients say. He thinks he's all right.
Yeah, I know, but this one can wait. Not what you call the emergency case.
Oh, thank God for it, Charlie, old boy. You know, I've never known what it is to be sick.
No.
Why, even the day I was born, I was a healthy, bouncing baby.
They probably bounced you on the wrong end, huh? Remove the coat, please, and lie down.
Very well, but really, I'm not at all tired, you know.
Doctor, I've got to talk to you about this other patient.
Why don't you go out and fall in a manhole?
Because I'm just a little boy. Doc, you don't understand. This other patient is Bergen. He has plenty of money, and he's throwing it away like gas tickets.
My dear young man, are you casting insinuations? You should be ashamed of yourself. You should apologize. You should bring him right in.
Okay, I'll go out and get him. You'll be here, won't you?
Do you think I'm crazy?
Well, be here anyway.
Doctor, may I get up now? There's nothing wrong.
Are you
with...
trying to tell me?
But...
Me who has practiced psychiatry in Amsterdam, Frankfurt, Vienna, Edison, Topeka, and Santa Fe?
But I insist there's nothing wrong with
it. Listen, Dummkopf, I am a brain specialist.
Gee, doctor, you certainly must have had to study hard.
Study hard? Ha! I even had to read a book.
Doctor, may I get up now?
You get up when I am finished with you, I think.
Yes, your doctorship.
Now to continue, I spent months of close study with the cerebrum, cerebellum, and Sarah Finkelhaus. She was a charming blonde barmaid, you know.
Yes, but why did you have to go in one of those horrid saloons?
I was making a study of the head and how to keep it from getting flat on a stein of beer.
That's what a thirst for knowledge.
Oh, sure, as Sigmund Freud once said. And he was right.
I do beg your pardon for interrupting that sort of thing, but
please,
may I get...
why must you keep insisting on getting up?
Have you ever sat on a hypodermic needle?
Hello? Sorry, I'm busy. What?
He did? Oh, how sad. Were you there, Ben? Yeah. Oh, this is indeed a great loss to me, a great loss.
One of your patients?
No, my horse ran out of the money.
Well, here's our patient, Doctor.
Yes, that's Edgar, all right. And I say, my word, the poor chap's condition seems much worse.
How can you tell?
He's trying to comb his hair.
Come along, mister. You're among friends now.
Well, thank you, little boy. Thank you very much.
Doctor, how long will it take to cure him, Doctor?
I won't say that I cure him in a day, no. A week, a year, or that I'll even cure him at all. But I will say this.
What?
It's going to cost him $50.
Oh. Well, that's the fast rabbit is. You know why I'm here, don't you?
Because you want the best.
No, because I want a cut on that 50.
Oh. Imagine making such a suggestion to a psychiatrist. You must be suffering from split personality.
Yeah, that's right. 50-50 split. That's it. Now, that's the deal. Now, you can take it or you can leave it.
You leave it, I take it.
Yeah. If you're a doctor, I'm the king of Sweden.
Then get your tennis racket and we start playing. Now, before we proceed, tell me, young man, is the patient related to you?
Yes. In a manner of speaking, yes.
Now, Mr. Brogan, while I conduct this examination, please make yourself comfortable.
Yes. Let me take your hat and your coat and your wallet.
Never mind. Not that, young man.
How about another dollar?
Not another penny, Charlie. I gave you your allowance yesterday.
Uh-oh. Reconversion has set in here.
What do you mean?
Quick, Doc. I got to have a private consultation. Huh? Bergen has become unconscious.
Well, that's good. No operation.
That's bad. No dough.
That's right. But don't worry. Another tap on the head will put him back where he was. Nurse, bring me my gauze mask, my rubber gloves, and my mashy nibbly.
Now, you stand in back of him, and I'll whisper something in his ear.
Okay.
Bergen.
Yes?
Did you know that...
What's that?
Bend a little closer. Okay, Doc.
I ain't for the money. Why ain't for the soul? Four.
Oh, my head.
Oh, well, you've hit Charlie on the head, Doctor.
Oh, this is terrible. I've got to correct that slice, yeah?
My poor head. Where am I? What's my name?
Well, Charlie, I'm afraid you got the worst of that deal.
Who are you, stranger?
Oh, my. Don't you know me?
No.
Why, I'm the man that's going to take you out and buy you a chocolate soda.
Yeah. Oh, don't waste your money on things like that. Just take me home so I can do my lessons. All I want to do is study.
Charlie, what's wrong with you? Doctor, do something for this boy. Do something.
Again next Sunday when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, June Kilgore, Mortimer Stern, and all of us will again have as our guest Metro Golden Mare's versatile young star, Keenan Wynn.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.